But think about this. The Supreme Court upheld our freedom of religion again this week.
If you were wondering where Governor Rick Scott stood on the recent Supreme Court decision on the Hobby Lobby case, well, he made that clear in a speech honoring local veterans in Pensacola. The governor was at the National Guard Armory handing out the Governor's Veterans Service Award, which honors Floridians who served in the U.S. military. Well over 100 vets of all ages were awarded the medal. Don Guilford, an Air Force veteran who served in Vietnam, appreciated the recognition.
Well, to me personally, it's my gratitude of being honored personally by the governor and by Mr. Miller. And we didn't get a lot of fanfare coming back from Vietnam, so it's pretty touching.
Along with Governor Scott, Congressman Jeff Miller met each veteran receiving a medal at the ceremony. He spoke about the recent troubles at the VA.
The Department of Veterans Affairs at the federal level has over 22 million veterans, of which about 9 million veterans right now are enrolled for some type of benefit at the Department of Veterans Affairs. 6.5 million of them receive their medical care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And as you know, recently, things have shown up at the Department of Veterans Affairs where they have, in fact, been falsifying numbers and not telling the truth to the veterans, to the American people, and to Congress. And I'm here today to let each and every one of you know that we will not rest as a Congress in a bipartisan fashion, Republicans and Democrats, until the Department of Veterans Affairs does what they're supposed to do, and that's provide in a timely fashion the benefits that each of you has earned by wearing the uniform.
And while he did not go into detail, Congressman Miller made a little news during his remarks.
Unfortunately, this morning we've uncovered something else, and I'm not prepared to discuss it today, but over the coming weeks we'll be talking more about it.
But for the most part, politics took a backseat to honoring veterans at the event. The governor is traveling all around the state giving out the Veterans Service Award.
It's a great honor to be able to give these. I'm really proud of my dad serving in the 82nd Airborne, and I was proud to be a Navy veteran. I remember what it was like when I got out of the Navy in 1974. The Navy and veterans weren't treated very well. But I want to honor all of our veterans. I want to make sure this is clearly the most veteran-friendly state in the nation. That's what today was about.
Any honorably discharged vet is eligible to receive the medal. One other note, after the remarks, while the governor was handing out the medals, a woman became agitated and started shouting. She was forcibly removed from the hall. There's been no information released on her identity and why she was upset. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.